knows about where his customers are, how he is evaluating his competition, and any suggestions. Dan?
Well, he talks about using a famous sports figure's name, which is great. And I know we haven't gone to his finances yet, but a startup cost, it doesn't have that anywhere here that I see. But anyway, a startup cost, you know, $2,500 for a sports figure. If I want to do that in my business or anybody else, I know that cost would be substantial.
Yeah.
And there's other things in here. Even the newspaper, if he's going to run it for the first 3 months.
We're not going into the numbers yet.
I don't think if I was a lender and I was looking at this and he's coming to me, I would say this looks great, but it's not
the numbers,
practical.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're gonna expand on the numbers side tomorrow.
Okay. I don't want to go into numbers too much. Even if I didn't see it, I'm just talking about promotions. I run promotions.
Yeah.
I spend a lot on marketing, advertising.
Uh-huh.
You have to,
yes.
Especially when you're not even a year old.
We'll talk.
Well, he's dreaming.
You remember this too. He's in Costa Rica.
He's getting a lot of soccer stars, his brother-in-law.
He's not dreaming if he's bringing a good percentage of the capital to the table.
Yeah. So we'll get into that tomorrow. But I think he's done a good job up to this point. We'll address his finances tomorrow. But he's gone through his method of promotion. He's gone through and understands his place of business, where he's located, how critical that is to all of us. Location, location, location. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Your location is different in every regard. One of them might be a little ad in something, and that's your location. Another business needs an office where the customer could come and be served in some way. Or others, it's all over the internet. Others, it's telephone. Others, the location is the customer's office, where that's where you need to be with your business, is in their office or in their home or whatever you're providing. The key is that we all understand the location we need to be at to have our business be successful in completing the customer's needs for a valued relationship. So that's when we say location, it's as varied as the business. It isn't just real estate or retail where you talk location, location, location. Every business has that same need. You just have to figure out how you're going to get your business positioned for it. And he has his suppliers. We're going to talk about some strategies on that later. Good product description. If you're an investor, you know what he's going to do. He understands what he's going to do. He's established a model and why he's going to proceed that way with his add-ons. He's figured a way to bring up his average sale, his average transaction amount. That's good. The higher you can have your transaction, no matter what your business is, that's positive for the customer, it's going to be positive for you if it's positive for the customer and the transaction's going up. Had the example of we were given about 7-Eleven and how the big cost is getting us through their door. And then after that, any little thing they do helps their cause for profit and revenue and return on investment in their store, because the hard part's getting us through the door. And every business has that. The hard part's getting the appointment to meet with the person. The hard part is getting them to respond to your email or whatever your solicitation is, or to call you on the phone, however you're trying to transact your business. That's the hard part. So once you've crossed that threshold, we want to make sure that we're prepared, we understand our relationship, and we're able to fulfill it for the customers, so they end up not just crossing our threshold, but becoming a repeat customer for us. Matt?
One of the things that I was thinking at the start was that there was such low barriers to entry, like you said here, what hills do the competitors have to climb? At the start, I thought, there's really not much hills for him. There's not going to be much of a problem for another competitor, and that's why I think it was kind of interesting that you did bring in a sports someone. I mean, if you're going to be first, that's great, but if you're not first and really brand yourself
right
as that thing, then someone can come in and, but if you do it right, like the Apple, the iPod, I mean, it's not very cool to have a non-iPod, MP3 player. It's only cool to have an iPod, and I guess it's the same sort of thing. If you're first, you need to capitalize on that and
you bet.
Bring in a sports star so that you're known as the Shaved Ice.
Excellent point. So do what you can, take advantage of your first position, because you won't be the only one there for long. Now, in a situation like this, however, you can protect yourself by negotiating with your landlord. And landlord, I'm coming in, I'm putting the investment, I'm bringing this exciting new product to your assortment of people that can buy, and I'm paying you rent. And for that, I want some loyalty from you. Will you sign an agreement in my lease that says you also won't put somebody else's stand next to mine, and that you'll give me exclusivity? If you're going to put another stand, you're going to sell hot dogs or something that I don't sell. And they will do that a lot of the time, provided you plan for it, ask for it, and sometimes demand it. I'm not coming there unless you'll give me assurance. You're not going to surround. I bring you a great idea. You're not going to be surrounding me with like products that'll dilute me after I've made this investment. And they usually will. I mean, they want you to be successful. They want to help you. If you're a happy person, you're paying rent. And then typically, we don't get into this here, but typically they have rent factor that has percentages on the top of it. And as your revenues go up, you pay more rent. And so that's percentage rent is pretty normal in the retail world. And you're happy to pay percentage rent if the revenue is up there. And so at the same time, you're not going to get in that area if he dilutes you. So you need to negotiate for yourself to protect yourself against those easy entries.
That's a good barrier in there,
isn't it? Yeah, that's a good barrier. Yeah, and it's one that sometimes you can't cross it if he has exclusive right to that area and the landlord owns it and it's in your agreement and your lease, and then someone else comes in, everybody keeps going to see that landlord trying to come be next to you, they say, we can't. We have an agreement with Jose and it's in our lease. We can't put you there if we want you. And then you're protected. But as a business person, you need to understand that and do your negotiating, do your homework, so you don't put yourself in a vulnerable position to be victimized by a landlord that's going to take advantage of an opportunity that's going to damage you. And you can protect yourself through your legal agreement and lease with him. And it's pretty easy to do. This isn't something they're out to do to you. If you ask for it, they'll usually give it to you, as long as you're willing to pay their rate to be there. Yes?
So part of your planning should also be to provide for barriers to protect
absolutely
the value of your business.
Yes.
By those negotiations.
And that's all part of the SWOT analysis. They obviously, in theirs, they addressed the strengths and weaknesses, of their competitors. But then you go on, then you go to threats. And that's part of the threat. What could be the threats? What can we do to minimize threats? And so you do what you can. You can't do everything. There's always a certain amount of risk. You can't control all of the environment around you, but you can have a big impact on them if you negotiate up front before you're there. Try to do it after, and it's typically too late and hard to get it done. Okay, any question on summer snow at this point? Yes, John.
Costa Rica must have a much better economy than some of the poorer countries like Peru.
Yes.
You would never.
We won't even go into that because we don't know. But we know that they're upward mobile and their education is good and they're looking for more health conscious. So that's we're assuming all that is true in this model. But you need to know those things. Well, you can't have false information on there just to be putting it there. That will not serve you well. And if you're just doing it for the sake of someone reading it, then that wouldn't be good. So you need to know that, and we're assuming everything he's saying here is correct.